Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written by Robert Pridgen for his blog, Little Good Pieces. It's titled, The Greatest Blog Post Ever, and was originally posted December 9, 2011. Now, to find more great posts like today's, visit the Little Good Pieces blog at littlegoodpieces.wordpress.com, or of course, as we always do, I'll have links in the show notes to get you there that much quicker. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. The Greatest Blog Post Ever, written by Robert Pridgen for the Little Good Pieces blog, originally posted December 9, 2011. Did that get your attention? Do you believe it? I hope not. I've noticed a disturbing trend in woodworking magazines in recent years. The teasers on the covers have gotten more and more extreme. Here are just a few examples pulled from covers of issues currently in my magazine rack. Goof-proof glue-ups guaranteed. From paper plan to perfect project. Achieve a flawless French polish. Discover a foolproof staining method. Building flawless projects. Our secret for cutting perfect curves. See what I mean? Now, I understand the intent here. Not everyone has a subscription to these magazines. Many are sold off the rack, and I realize that competition is fierce for those readers whose intent is to choose a single periodical to purchase. However, there's a fine line between attention-grabbing and flat-out misrepresentation. There's no such thing as flawless, perfect, or foolproof, not in the world of woodworking anyway. An old woodworking maxim states that the real expert is the one that knows how to hide his mistakes. I've been woodworking for almost 30 years, and I have yet to make the perfect project. We work in an imperfect material. Wood, being a natural product, has all sorts of variations in color, density, and grain. In fact, these are the very things we prize about it. If we wanted a perfectly uniform material, we'd work in plastic or metal. However, these variations mean that no two pieces respond exactly the same to any technique you choose to use, no matter how foolproof it's supposed to be. Now, we veteran woodworkers understand this. When we see a title like one of those above, we smirk, say, yeah, sure, and continue on. The article may contain something useful, but we don't take the claim at face value. We have enough experience to be discerning. The same can't be said for the new woodworker. Mark Spagnuolo once observed on Wood Talk Online Radio that most woodworking magazines are aimed primarily at the beginning or less experienced woodworker. This group, by definition, has less experience judging the veracity of claims and can more easily get the wrong idea. When they goof a goof-proof glue-up, or have a flaw in a flawless project, they are far more apt to get discouraged and give up than someone who has been around the workbench a few times. This is the very result that the magazines should be trying to avoid, since their goal is a steady readership. Let me be perfectly clear for the new guys. There is no goof-proof technique, no flawless finish, and no perfect project. Woodworking has far too many variables for anything to work perfectly every time. All of us mess things up on a regular basis, and many bloggers and videographers will include this in their offerings so that you can learn from their mistakes. Don't be misled by over-the-top claims on magazine covers. By all means, read the articles. They will often contain valuable techniques that can help you to become a better woodworker. Just don't think that if you botch a glue-up or can't get a flawless finish, that you're a failure as a woodworker and should take up finger painting. Instead of expecting perfection, learn how to adjust for your mistakes. Learn from them and improve your technique so that you, hopefully, do a better job next time. And that's what this is all about. Oh, and editors, tone it back just a little, okay? And that was The Greatest Blog Post Ever, written by Robert Pridgen for the Little Good Pieces blog, originally posted December 9, 2011.